Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
We were finally able to find the time to do this, Bill.
You too, Father. Would you like a round, boys?
I'd love one. Thanks, Bill.
Make that two.
At 8 a.m. on a Monday?
It's part of the ritual. But I've got some water bottles, too, if that's not really your speed.
Don't let me spoil the party. And I guess I could go for a nice cold beer.
Here you go.
Ugh. You can really feel it on your teeth when they're freshly brushed, can't you?
Don't worry, Father. You'll get used to it. With practice.
I wouldn't count on that one. He can put on this laid-back show all he wants, but we all know he's a teetotaler.
You can't blame the boy just because you've been drinking your breakfast since before he was born.
You've owned me, Bill. Oh.
Hey, I just call it like I see it.
Ugh, never been good at this part. They're just so squirmy.
Oh, Benji, why am I not surprised? I thought you said you'd done this before.
I have. My dad used to take my brother Alex and I out all the time, but he'd always bait my hooks. Did anyone happen to bring any sweet corn? Now that was something I always had a pretty good handle on getting on the hook.
Didn't have the chance to swing by the grocery store this morning, so I don't. But I see you remember something from being out on the water.
That's all right. Honestly, it's probably better. Dad always said Alex and I snuck so many handfuls of the stuff that we never had any left for the fish. I can make these night crawlers work.
You want some help? Here, pass it over.
No, that's okay.
It's no problem. You need help casting as well?
No. I can handle that myself well enough. Thanks.
If anything changes, just holler, all right?
Thanks, guys.
You sure you don't want any help over there, pal?
I swear, I've got this. See? I told you.
Yes. Very impressive. I expect you'll be looking for a participation trophy or medal of some sort now.
Ha ha, very funny.
Well, they seem to think so.
Just some gentle hazing, Father. It's par for the course for the rookies out here, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Clem can talk all he wants, Ben, but you should have seen how helpless he was the first time he tried casting a line. It was adorable.
First? More like first time in 20 years. Have you forgotten how old I am? It was my rheumatism acting up that day, that's all.
Whew. I'm glad to know I'm not the only novice here among us.
Speak for yourself.
So where's George today, Bill?
Out visiting the grandbabies in Canada, Harry.
That's wonderful. It was awful nice of him to let us use this boat of his today.
You know my brother. Just so long as I bring it back in one piece with a full tank of gas and a few leftover cans in the cooler, he's happy to share the wealth.
Even still, you make sure he knows how appreciative we are, yeah?
I certainly will.
Benji?
Yes?
These two fine gentlemen here are far too polite to say it, but if we're hoping to catch anything out there at all today, you're really going to need to zip it up and throw away the key.
Yes. Yeah, of course. Forgive me, Pat. Bill.
Oh, never you mind him. You know as well as I do that your superior here is nothing but a grumpy old coot.
Ha! You're just saying that because this grumpy old coot landed the biggest white bass any of us had ever seen last month.
Oh, yeah. Jealousy isn't a flattering color on you, Thompson.
Ha! Pot, meat, kettle.
What are you even talking about?
The way you stare at that poor boy's breakfast every time you're in my diner is no secret, Clem.
The way that clean air just fills up your lungs with no smog to speak of. Gosh, would you just look at the way the sun shimmers off the water like that? Forgive me for saying it, but I think this is the most stunning place I've ever seen.
You moved here from Binghamton. I can't imagine you've seen that many other places, Benji.
Maybe so, but why would you need to when something this majestic is right in your backyard?
I'm not here to tell you you're wrong, but...
Sounds to me like that's exactly what you're about to do.
There are more beautiful places than this. Before Sue passed, we got to take a couple of cross-country bus tours, and until you've stood at the edge of the Grand Canyon and stared down into its seemingly endless void and really taken in the scope of how massive this world is, I don't think you can fully appreciate its many wonders.
That sounds incredible.
It certainly was.
I've always wanted to get out there and see more of the world. But I haven't had the chance. Every year I tell myself this will be the year that I take a vacation, and yet something or other inevitably gets in the way and it starts all over again. I guess that's what I get for opening a business that's open 24/7, 365, you know?
Don't I know it. You don't get any real sick or vacation time as a priest either.
Aren't you the one that just spent a week in Boston?
Red Line, actually, but that didn't count because I ended up working my way through most of it anyway.
You really all should make the time. You know, there's always going to be an excuse not to get out of Dodge for a while. But I can promise you that those are the memories I cherish with Sue the most. Holding hands with her, walking through the redwood forest and trying to comprehend the sheer bulk of those magnificent trees. Laughing about how they were bigger than our first apartment. Those are the memories I go back to whenever I'm really missing her.
That's beautiful, Bill. It must feel good to know that the two of you made the most of your time together.
It really does, Father. It really does.
Oh, you think that's something. Imagine spending time at the Vatican. Now that is a beautiful building if ever I've seen one.
I'm surprised you've gotten yourself out of this town long enough to see it. I've never known you to be someone who loves the finer things in life.
I lived a whole life before I even set foot in St. Patrick's.
Careful, Clem. You start getting too defensive on us and these boys are going to think they're talking to two of me.
You take that back right now!
Oh, come on. Cut the kid some slack. You know full well he's telling the truth.
So I like the occasional bit of spectacular architecture. Sue me.
I'll drink to that.
Cheers.
Prost. Cheers.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. but because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Joking aside, though, Benny, when you went out fishing with your family, did you ever catch anything?
I wouldn't say I've ever won any competitions, but I wasn't incompetent either, thank you very much.
Pretty shocking, if you ask me.
And why do you say that?
Oh, you talk so much. I'm amazed your little voice didn't alert every swimmer in a 10-mile radius to steer clear.
My dad did say that he only ever brought us out so we'd have to shut up for an hour and a half for once in our lives. But I mean, he knew us, so he must have realized what he was getting himself into.
I can imagine. You know, I used to try and bring Shannon out when she was a kid, to give Sue some alone time. Well, and to bond with her, but boy, did she get bored. Oof. You know, there's not a lot out here for a 12-year-old to do for 3 hours. Now that I think about it, I don't think George and I ever wanted to be out there when we were her age, either.
Bill, don't encourage the boy!
Oh, what do you care? It's not like you ever do anything but toss the fish back into the water after you catch them anyways.
Excuse me?
So I don't get my rocks off on killing living creatures.
Well, that's certainly not your attitude when it comes to bacon, I'll tell you that much.
I'm seeing so many new sides of you today, Clem. An earnest appreciation for the iconography of our church, a sincere appreciation for the lives of innocent animals. What are they going to tell me next, that you're hoping to convert the whole town over to solar energy? I always knew you were way more of a softie than you let on.
That'll be the day. You know this man can't live without a real German gas guzzler.
Ain't that the truth?
You know, I hazard to say this, but...
So don't!
When I was a kid fishing with Alex, especially when we were really little... I'd always make my dad throw back whatever we caught, too. Which he hated, because the man loved a fish fry. But even more than that, he loved me. So he obliged. And, you know, maybe it was because I'd always cry every time I looked at one of those beautiful creatures wriggling around, helpless on the hook. But I appreciated it. Then, afterwards, he'd feel so bad about not having anything to bring home to our mom to cook that he'd make us stop at the seafood section so we could pretend we weren't coming back empty-handed. I mean, I think she knew fully well we weren't catching Branzino in a freshwater lake, but it's the thought that counts, I guess.
Are you going somewhere with all this?
It's just nice to know that the two of us have something in common, however small.
Oh, you take that back right now!
Oh, that's adorable.
Shannon was the same way. I guess I shouldn't have been shocked when she came home from her fifth grade trip to the slaughterhouse, a vegetarian. But I still was. She just loved steak so much. I couldn't wrap my head around her insistence on a diet of romaine lettuce and baby carrots.
I know I only met your daughter briefly, but I've got to be honest, Bill. That story does not surprise me one bit.
No, I just can't stop imagining baby Ben out fishing with Clem as a young man, reeling in the big ones only to share a good cry together before throwing them back in the water.
That'd be the day.
You know, now that I think about it, if you take away the accent and the rampant nihilism, you really are a lot like my father. Maybe that's why we get along so well.
Oh, that's just creepy.
I'm serious. The man loved things to be in a certain way in his home, he was addicted to red meat and sugary sweets to his own detriment, and he was an absolute sucker for reality television.
That certainly sounds like you, Clem.
Does that mean you're hoping I'll go and marry your mother now, Benji? Because I've got to be honest, I'm sure she's a perfectly nice lady, but I couldn't commit myself to someone who had the audacity to raise a child like you.
No. That's just wrong.
Laugh all you want, but the comparisons are there. And you know what? That's exactly the kind of joke you would have made in this situation, too. So you're only proving my point. I miss him. I really do. But I guess sometimes, when we're together, it feels like he's still here with me. And as much as you drive me insane, frankly, in all the same ways he did, it means a lot to me to have that. So I'm glad you stuck around St. Patrick's, despite my original misgivings.
You'd better be, 'cause Lord knows you're not gonna get rid of me that easily.
You gotta be shitting me.
What?
You've got something on the hook, Father.
Seriously?
Don't just stand there, boy. Really tame.
Of course, I've got this. And after all that, who's the only one of us that managed to snag something today?
Don't jinx yourself, kid.
Yeah. Remember, this isn't over until the fish is out of the water, Benny.
Gosh, it feels like a huge one. I bet I'm even going to beat your white bass, Clem.
You've still got to catch it first.
Shut up, I'm concentrating. I can't believe I've actually got something.
What'd I tell you about jinxing it?
Oh, come on, look at me right now. This thing is clearly massive, and it came to me.
I swear to Christ, if you actually beat my record right now, I give up. That's the end of fishing for me. We'll have to figure out another group activity, because anything Ben can beat me at, he's off limits.
Oh, I see someone is just as bad at losing as they are at winning. Color me shocked.
He certainly got your white bass beat, Clem.
Yeah, what size do you think that thing is? A 13 and a half?
What are you doing, Benny? Toss it back into the drink. You don't want to kill the poor rain boot.
At least I caught something. I don't see any of you doing any better.
Aren't you going to your mom's for a barbecue later? Maybe you can bring this back for dinner.
No. We know your stance on living creatures. He's just going to have to swing by Bymore so he can pick up a fresh pair instead.
You all know as well as I do that you can't eat a shoe.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. Aren't you always the one that's out there saying that anybody can do anything so long as they believe it?
Never gonna live this one down, am I?
No, you're not. At least, not until you actually catch something worth a damn.
You mean you still want me to come with you again sometime?
Of course we do.
We just ask, kindly, that you get all of your monologuing out of your system before we get out on the lake next time, yeah?
I think I can do that.
Then you're on. Now, what do you boys think about calling it quits and heading over to Father's mom's house for a barbecue?
That is, if we're invited.
Of course. It's about a 3-hour drive, but the more the merrier. As long as Clem doesn't get any funny ideas, anyway.
Cross my heart and hope to die.
In all seriousness, I can't thank you enough for including me. You all have no idea how bad I've needed a day like this.
On the contrary, Father. Your partner there knew exactly how bad you needed it.
He did, did he?
He really did. I know he likes to give you a hard time, but he cares about you a lot.
Yeah, I guess you can say I care about him, too.
Forgive Me is a Rogue Dialogue production. This episode was written and directed by
Bob Ramunda
and
Jack Marone.
Here's our cast in order of appearance.
Casey Callahan, Father Ben.
David S. Deer, Bill.
Graham Rowett, Pat.
And
Josh Urbino,
Father Clem.
Dialogue editing by
Jack Marone.
Sound design, score, and mixing by me, Adam Ramunda. All of our graphic design comes from
Sam Twardy.
Find out what we're up to by following at Forgive Me Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thank you for listening to this little Labor Day special. We will be back next month with something special for Halloween. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Are you two still awake?
Dad, we're too excited!
You'll be tired at Mockery Manor tomorrow, and it's bigger than ever, so you really do need to sleep.
Daddy, tell us about the new expansion!
Okay, okay.
Yay!
Once upon a time, there was a wonderful place, Mockery Manor. Everyone loved it, but sometimes it felt lonely. The manor longed for a companion, so they built a whole new park right next door and called it Claytonville. And it was the
rootinest, tootinest place you ever did see. Yee-haw! Hop on board the brand new Mockery Railroad all the way to Claytonville. Toot toot! In Claytonville, there are 4 cowboy lands to explore. Lasso a goat in Farmin Valley. Kiss your girl's best friend in Lovelorn Town.
Stop it, Terry.
And in Cowboy Christmas Town, hop on down to the Bluegrass Grotto to meet Cowboy Santa.
Ho, ho, ho down!
And are you brave enough to ride the wildest ride in Claytonville? Look out, it's the Four Spurs Mine Train!
Are you sleepy now, kids?
Way to go to Mockery Manor and Claytonville!
2 parks in one and only $19.99 for a family of 4.
And how about you? Yeah, that's right. You, listening to this. Are you ready to come back to Mockery Manor? Season 3, available now.